Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by SuperValu Insurance, looking out for you and yours with our new life and mortgage protection insurance.
Well, now, Dublin was in the palm of Paul Mescal's hand this week. He was home for the Gladiator 2 premiere and a crowd gathered wherever he went, in Trinity, the Lighthouse Cinema, Croke Park, and he managed to squeeze in the Ireland All Blacks game in the Aviva on Friday night. Well, some very special people were on the red carpet to join Paul, his mum and dad, Dervla and Paul Sr., and his sister, super talented singer-songwriter, Nell. And Paul's mum, Dervla, is on the line now. Good morning, Dervla.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Look, you looked amazing. How was the premiere for you? And that was welcome home.
It was some welcome home. It was actually quite incredible. And I heard Paul talking about something about being overwhelmed, but in a good way, that sometimes things are just so huge for you that you just have to soak it all in. And we really, really did. I mean, to hear your child's name being shouted and the fabulous music of the Gladiator behind it was pretty awe-inspiring, I suppose. I got very emotional, I have to say, and he did as well as he came up onto the red carpet, like that moment that's in the photo. We were all quite emotional, like his dad had just hugged him and I was watching that, and then Nell was there, and it was kind of like one of those things where you're sharing, it's like kind of, I suppose, maybe a wedding or something, that you're sharing this big moment, but there's loads of cameras and everybody's catching you and catching the side of you and catching all parts of you. So, yeah, there you go.
It was just incredible. Also, I think you were moved as well, weren't you, Dervla? The Lear Academy, where you went, put up a post. But like, he has gone, Dervla, from drama school to normal people to Gladiator in such a short space of time. Is it all a bit unreal?
Well, I remember when he got the Lear and I was with him when he got the phone call, and because he was over 18, the phone call had to go directly to him. I had to actually take him out of a history pre-test to say to him, you've got to come out and get a call. And when he came out and he got the call, I remember him going into the Lear, and it is a bit like monk school. It's kind of, I have no idea what monk school is like, but I am guessing it's all encompassing. You know, you are there from 9 o'clock in the morning until late and when it's finished. And he just, it was exactly when you see your child in their lane doing what they love, that's what I saw even way back then. So to go from where he is and even us trying to figure out, when I saw that, I got really emotional because I actually said, I remember the play he was in when he did, you know, that literally that scene, and the talented actors that were with him on stage, and going, oh my God, you know, Ireland is so rich with all these incredible actors. You know, I hope he shines. You know, that was kind of, you know, the hope that your child would shine within the industry that they love.
And boy, did he shine. Now, he's very grounded, but I saw Nell's interview in the Irish Times recently. That's your super talented daughter, Nell, of course. She mentioned that you were a Garda, Dervla, and that they didn't get away with much from you.
No, I think I often wonder about that. You know, you're a local guard in a local area. So your children have to take on a certain aspect to their lives that you probably don't think about when you're having your babies. And my career was what it was. And I did it for 33 years. And in Maynooth, we lived for obviously the whole of our marriage, which is 30. So our children had to kind of... Now, I wasn't... Oh, I suppose I don't know. I think my kids, it was how we parented anyway. You know, I'm not too sure, but I'm sure they knew that I was a guard, and I'm sure their friends knew I was a guard. And I know their parents knew I was a guard. So we were probably a safe house to come to stay and have sleepovers and have the crack and all the rest of it and throw runners down and play guns on the road and stuff like that. So our house was a wonderful place to grow up, I'm sure.
Shona's just sent a text in about that to say, I worked with Dervla Mescal for over 10 years on guard. She is the most joyful, honest, considerate and kind person I know. Her dedication, empathy and professionalism to her work and members of the public was epic. We'd have the chats about Paul, Donacha and her darling Nell, and I would always come out thinking, if I did half as much as she did for her kiddies, I think I'd do okay as a mammy.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Shona. And I know Shona well. And she's, oh my goodness, I'm kind of overwhelmed. That's now there I am. I'm overwhelmed now. There's another use of the word. Oh, wow. Thank you very much. Thank
well,
you.
Obviously,
thank you.
So well deserved. Very briefly, I might ask you about your own health. I know you've been ill, but you seem to be doing great now, aren't you, Dervla?
I am doing wonderfully. Just a little aside, as I was going up onto the red carpet, this lady came by, didn't know who she was, and she's 5 years in remission from multiple myeloma, and she just shook my hand. Oh. So there's lots of us out there, and I had the best doctor. Paul actually invited my doctor to the premiere.
Oh, that's so lovely.
So that was so lovely. It was lovely to see him out of context. So yeah, very, very lucky, very blessed. A good cancer, if you can say that. And my body has accepted the treatment and is continuing to accept the treatment. So I'm very, very lucky. Very, very lucky.
Brilliant news. Finally, I love your Instagram, Dervla. You and your husband, Paul, you share your travels, your adventures. Life just seems swell at the moment.
Well, do you know what? Obviously, Instagram is a snippet of everybody's lives, as we all know.
Yeah.
And when we fight big. And when we live big. So the two of us are very lucky. We're retired and we're in good health. And that's kind of unusual in your 50s. So I'm feeling very lucky. I'm feeling very blessed. And my three children are healthy and well. And I don't think any parent can ask for more than that.
No,
to be
I
honest.
Agree with you, Dervla. Final irrelevant question, but I mean, where'd you get the lovely Guna?
Well, now I'm going to try and say the word. It's ikwes, and they're made in Istanbul. I tried to keep it local. So Paul got a suit in Dawson's menswear in Maynooth, which we're lucky to have a menswear. And I went to Divine and bought my, and it was a jumpsuit. Sorry, it was a jumpsuit. So, so comfortable. It's so comfortable. And it felt, now it was interesting because I had to send it to Paul's stylist to sort of say, is this okay? Because I don't want to, you know, not wear something because I don't know anything about it. But it shined really nicely on the red carpet. So it did look great. I was really happy in it.
You looked absolutely marvellous. Well, Dervla Maska, thank you very much for joining this morning. Congrats on all your children's success, all of them. And may you stay well for the next 50 years.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Talk
Mind
to you
yourself
soon.
To Dervla.
Bye bye.